you brought with you this morning a copy of the Word of God, would you open it up with me, please, to Matthew's Gospel. We're going to look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5. We're going to read in a moment or two, beginning with verse number 38 through verse 42. So Matthew, chapter number 5, verses 38 through verse number 42. I've got the New King James Version with me this morning, if that's helpful for you to know. If you found that portion of the Word of God, would you stand together with me, please, as we honor God and we share together in the reading of God's holy, His inerrant, and His infallible Word. Matthew chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 38, the Bible says, "You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away." Pray with me, if you would, please. Lord God in heaven, we do continue our time of worship today by looking into your book. God, we thank you for your word and for revealing yourself to us in it, Father. We are glad to have the scripture. And we know that we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to know what the word of God says, to look into it and figure it out and try to find out ways in which we can apply it to our existence, to our life. God, to help us to live lives that are better for the living. God, I pray this morning as I stand here in front of this precious group of people, God, those that are watching and listening to me today, God, I want to be used of you, Father. I want to be an instrument that you can use, Father, to encourage your people in godly living. And so, God, I need your help to do that. Lord, would you please fill me with your Spirit? God, I pray that you would give me that heavenly unction. For it is in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray, and it is in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I preach. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. You notice this passage of Scripture that we've read is tucked inside a larger passage of Scripture that we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount was a sermon that was preached by the Lord Jesus Christ that teaches to us some moral sayings of Jesus. It teaches to us the ethical teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. It shows us how we are to live our lives to be the best benefit for the kingdom of God. Now, we read a broader passage of Scripture, but what I want us to do this morning, and I want us to zero in on a verse in this passage that we read. I want us to zero in on verse number 41. Now, if we go back and we look at verse number 41, it says this there, "And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him two." Whoever compels you to go a mile, I want you to go with that person 2 miles. You may know this or you may not, but in the day in which the Scripture was written, we know that there was much Roman rule in that particular day and age, and a Roman soldier or a Roman centurion could be out on a march and come upon a Jewish individual, and that Roman centurion, that soldier, had every right to ask that Jewish person, "You carry my gear for me a mile." That was written in the law that they were entitled to carry that soldier's gear for a mile. Now, it didn't often happen, but oftentimes it would. Oftentimes, a centurion, a soldier, would be tired, and he would come upon a homestead of someone, and this person would be out working, and that Jewish soldier could say, "Hey, you, come here, take my gear, and carry it for a mile." It was such a common practice that many people in that day and age, they would have a mile marked out. If you were a Jewish person living in that particular day, you would have a mile from your house in one direction and a mile from your house in the other direction. That way, if the soldier would come and ask you to carry his gear for him, you would know exactly how far a mile was. And you can carry that gear for a mile, and then you've satisfied your obligation. After all, you don't want to do any more than what you're obliged to do, right? The way many of us think. Now, that was a cultural thing that happened in that particular day. And so what Jesus was doing here in the Sermon on the Mount, in this ethical teaching, he was trying to get people to go above and beyond the call of duty. The call of duty was to go a mile, but Jesus said, I don't want you to go a mile. I want you to go above and beyond the call of duty. If someone asks you to go a mile, then what you should do is you should go the second mile. A second mile obligation was entered into the life of believers as far as moral teaching of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what Jesus says, not only do I want you to go that mile, but I want you to smile on the second mile. The title of our sermon today, Smile on the Second Mile. To go above and beyond what people expect us to do so that we might be able to demonstrate what Jesus Christ looks like. Now, once upon a time, there was a little girl who was sitting at the kitchen table. His mom was in the kitchen preparing supper, and the little girl was really just studying hard. She had her paper out, and she had her crayons out, and she was just really, really studying so hard and trying to do such a good job at that picture. And it was so peculiar that her mom went up to her and said, "Honey, what are you doing? Why are you studying so hard to draw this picture?" Little girl looks up at mom and says, "You know, what I'm doing is I'm drawing a picture of God." And mom says, "Well, we don't know what God looks like. That ought to be an easy picture for you to draw. You can just draw a likeness because we don't know exactly what God looks like." And that little girl said, "They will when I'm done." That's what Jesus is saying. That's what he's saying in the Sermon on the Mount. You see, we have an obligation, right? We have a responsibility as believers, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to show to a watching world what Jesus looks like. And that was the whole point of this ethical teaching that we find in the Sermon on the Mount, to show to the world that is watching us, this is what Jesus looks like. And to that Roman soldier that would compel a Jewish citizen to carry his gear for a mile, he would be really shocked when that Jewish person would not only carry his gear for the first mile, but he would go above and beyond the duty and go the second mile, smiling all the way. That centurion, that soldier would remember that guy and would think, why does he do what he does? That's our task, right? That's what we want to do with people that we come in contact with. We really want to show the world what Jesus looks like by looking at your life. So what I want us to do is I want us to look here at this verse of Scripture in Matthew 5:41, and I want us to think about it in this way. I want us to think about what it says to us. How does it show to the world what a Christ-like person is like? And so three things that I want to call to your attention this morning as we think about this verse of Scripture. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Why did the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ ask us to do that? And I'm going to give you three reasons this morning as we think about that. The first reason is this. He asked us to do that simply because it will show to the world a Christ-like attitude. Just as I said, that Jewish person, he literally would measure a mile from one spot in his area and a mile in another spot in his area, and he would go as far as to drive a stake in the ground to say, this is what I'm required to do. Okay, in one direction, he would mark off a mile for them would be 1,000 paces. And so he would mark off 1,000 paces, and when he got to the end of 1,000 paces in one direction, he would drive a stake in the ground, and he would do the same thing in the other direction. Now, Jesus says, don't just do what's expected of you. Go above and beyond the call of duty. Show to that person a Christ-like attitude by going the second mile, by smiling on the second mile. So Jesus was saying here, when you go above and beyond the call of duty, you are investing in the second mile fund in your life, that you are doing more than is expected of you. And that's a godly kind of attitude. You see, the Lord is talking about attitude here in these verses of Scripture. That is the attitude that you should have to go above and beyond the call of duty. What's your attitude? Are you the kind of person that would walk 1,000 paces and drive a stake in the ground and saying, this is all I'm expected to do. I'm not going to do any more than is expected of me. And see, that's what the Roman soldier would expect. The Roman soldier would expect that Jewish person to go 1,000 paces in whatever direction he wanted him to go. And so if he went 1,000 paces, that really wouldn't minister to him in any way whatsoever. It would just relieve him of the burden of having to carry the gear for 1,000 paces. But at the end of the 1,000 paces, the Jewish person met his obligation, and so he would just lay the gear down and go back home. And that Roman centurion wouldn't be ministered to at all. But you know what would happen if they got to the 1,000 paces? What would that Roman soldier expect? Well, that Roman soldier would expect, okay, this guy's not going any further. But, and if you went another 1,000 paces, smiling all the way, you think that would have an impression upon that centurion, that soldier? Absolutely it would. Probably along about 1.5 miles, that guy would say, hey, why in the world are you doing this? You know, we passed 1,000 miles, and here you're going and you're smiling on the second mile. Why in the world are you doing this? And you know what that would give them opportunity to do? Say, well, I heard my master teacher preach in the Sermon on the Mount that we should be willing to go above and beyond the call of duty. And that Roman might say, well, who is your master teacher? And they would say, well, my master teacher is Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. Do you know him? See, if you go above and beyond the call of duty, you are leaving an impression upon someone. You are demonstrating what a Christ-like attitude is. You're willing to do more than is expected of you. So we talk about a Christ-like attitude. How's your attitude? Second thing I think it teaches us, not only do we have a Christ-like attitude, but we can show a Christ-like effect. We can show a Christ-like effect. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. So the reason for going the second mile is to affect those around you. The reason to go the second mile is to influence those around you with what Christ has done and is doing in your life. It's not normal for people to want to go the second mile, but when you go the second mile, others stand up and they pay attention to what it is that you're doing, especially if you're smiling on the second mile. You see, the second mile is not a human nature experience. It is drawn from a power that God has given to you so that you might be able to affect and influence those people around you. How many of you have heard of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale? Probably many of us are a little bit older. We have heard of Dr. Peale. He was a philosopher. He was a writer. Actually, he was a minister for the longest period of times. And one time, a guy came to Dr. Peale and he said, "Why is it that most people in your church seem like they're happy?" The guy said, "Are they really happy or are they just putting on?" Well, to that, the pastor responded, "You know, I think most people in our congregation are genuinely happy." And the man replied back, "Well, I'm miserable." And Dr. Peale was like, "Well, tell me why you're miserable." He goes, "Well, I'm miserable because I have such competition on the job. I've got several competitors that are doing everything that they possibly can to undercut me and to make my business unsuccessful. And I'm thinking about that all the time, and I'm just upset all the time. Can you tell me anything that can help?" Well, the pastor said, "You know, I could tell you something that helped, but you wouldn't want to do it." The guy goes, "What do you mean? If you've got something you can tell me to do that would help this situation, I want to know what it was." And the preacher said, "Well, you wouldn't want to do it." And so the guy pleaded with him, "Can you tell me what to do in this situation?" And the preacher said, "Well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to begin every day praying for those five competitors that God would give them more business than they have ever had in the history of their life." And the guy said, "Well, I'm not doing that." And Dr. Peale said, "I told you that's what you said." And then, "Okay, I'm going to do it." And so they left, and the guy began to pray. And the preacher kept watching him. And it seemed like as time went on, there was a smile that crept across his face. And finally, so much so, it was so noticeable by Dr. Peale that he went up to the guy and says, "What's going on with you? I'm noticing a different countenance among you." He said, "Are you miserable anymore?" And the guy says, "No, I'm not miserable anymore." And the preacher said, "Well, how come?" He said, "Because I'm praying that God would be a blessing on the competitors that have been so rough for me." And the preacher said, "Well, I told you so." Jesus says, if somebody wants you to go a mile, go with them too and smile on the second mile. You see, when you invest in the second mile fund, it pays dividends for you later on down the road. You can have a Christ-like attitude, but that Christ-like attitude will show a Christ-like effect. I heard the other day about three people that went out on a hunting trip. There was a pastor, there was a doctor, and there were a lawyer. And they spent a lot of time together, and they were on this hunting trip, and they were out getting ready to go to stand, and they were deer hunting. And as they were making their way to the stand, a gigantic 170-inch buck popped up in front of them. Well, they were just so excited, and all three of them quickly threw the gun up to the shoulder, boom, and that deer dropped right there. They were excited, and they ran up to that big giant deer that was lying there that suffered from the gunshot of one of these men. And they noticed that there was only one bullet hole. Three people shot and only one bullet hole. They didn't know what to do in this particular situation, and so they called up the local game warden. The game warden came out and asked them, "Tell me what's going on here. What's the story here with this situation?" And the guys explained it, said, "You know, all three of us were walking together, and all three of us saw this buck at the same time, and all three of us fired at it simultaneously, and we don't know what to do. We don't know which one who killed it." And the game warden said, well, give me a moment or two. I'll go take a look, and I'll come back and let you know who was the one that shot it. So they were sitting there, and the game warden, he walked over there and looked down at that deer, and just in about 15 seconds, he came back, and he said, I know who shot it. And the guy's, well, how can you tell who shot it so fastly? And the game warden said, there's only one bullet hole, and it was shot right in the ear. And it went in one ear and out the other, so the preacher was the one that shot it. Because that's what happens all the time, right? When the preacher says something, sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other. But Jesus said, we ought not to have that attitude. We ought to smile on the second mile, because when you invest in the second mile fund, you will find out that it will have a Christ-like effect on those that are around you. The third thing that I want to show you out of this passage of Scripture is that not only will it demonstrate a Christ-like attitude, and not only will it demonstrate a Christ-like effect, but there will be a Christ-like accomplishment. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go two. Go 2 miles. How can you and I accomplish in life what we want to accomplish and have our accomplishments go even beyond our wildest imagination or our greatest dreams? By going above and beyond what we're expected to. By investing in the second mile fund. You understand what I'm trying to get you to see? Go above and beyond. Do more than expected. And if you go above and beyond and you do more than what is expected, man, there will be a great accomplishment. You will look back on your life and say, wow, God has used me in some amazing ways. You look back on your life, what has God done? What has He done in and through you? Are there people in heaven because of your investment in the kingdom? By your life, are people drawn closer to the Lord, or are they pushed away from Him? See what Jesus was trying to get us to see? It's about our attitude. Let's not just stake out what our territory is. Let's not go 1,000 paces and put a stake in the ground. Let's go above and beyond that 1,000 paces. And smile, Jesus says, on the second mile. When you have that Christ-like attitude, I want you to know there will be a Christ-like effect. People will be curious. Christianity is contagious. People want to know why we do what we do, why we think the way we think. And it's our responsibility to demonstrate that to them. The world expects us to go 1,000 paces. But it doesn't expect us to go 2,000. And when you go 2,000 and you smile on the second mile, they're wondering what you are up to and become curious about why you do what you do. not only a Christ-like effect, but there will be a Christ-like accomplishment. You see, not only will you have went the 1,000 paces, the 1 mile, but man, you will have gone 2,000 paces and 2 miles. You will have accomplished much for the kingdom of God. That's what God wants us to do, is to accomplish much for the kingdom of God. And we won't accomplish much for the kingdom if we just do what's expected. Jesus expects us to smile on the second mile. I want to encourage you to do that this morning. Think about your attitude. Is your attitude where it needs to be in regards to the things of God? Think about your effect. Are others made thirsty and drawn to Jesus by the way you've chosen to live your life? Think about your accomplishment. Have you went 1,000? Have you went 1 mile? Or are you going above and beyond what's expected of you? When you go above and beyond what's expected of you, you will accomplish much for the kingdom. And that's the business we're in. So pray with me if you would. Heavenly Father, we do love you and we do thank you so much for loving us, God, and giving us the opportunity to gather